Shesh Shemei Breshis and Shabbos. That's the only real thing.
Because
that's the only objective kiddush.
How can we get one
kosa above? You have to differentiate between the kiddush and between the other three kosas. Of course, like Berachas and Mazon, you could say that it is an additional team of kos. But you can't say by kiddush that kos is a team. You know, kiddush, kos is an essential. That's my kiddush. Now, the moment, now pas is an exact alternative to yayin. So you can't say that if a man made kiddush on pas, he's lacking, it's not the shemusa because he didn't use yayin. That's impossible, because the pas is precisely what the yayin is. There's no difference. In the other three cases, you could say it's incomplete, because the man didn't use the yayin. Yayin is a kiyam in Bechtz Mavi. Really, whenever you bench at home, you could always be benching yayin. It's really a mitzvah to do it. Even privately, a person is actually a kos. He's riches. So it's a key in the Berachas and Mazon to make it all a kos. It's a special key. But it's a special key. There are many Rishonim that hold you have to do it all. Yeah. So there it's a special key. But you cannot say it's a key in. You cannot say it's a key in Kiddush. That's impossible. Kiddush, it's an essence. So therefore, you have one of two directions. Either you're going to say that they said that Kiddush is valid, the Kiyum is a Kiyum of Kiddush, in which case Pas is an equal substitute, or else if Haydn won't accept that, so you have to say they said no. They said they must have changed the Kiddush over here. Kiddush over here is only valid in Yayin. It's not valid in Pas. That's what Haydn. But both, that's what both those things come towards the end. They're both alternatives to the same problem. The problem is that Kiddush, the Kiyum is a Kiyum of Kiddush. Now, once the king of Kiddush is easy to use pas, which is exactly equal, in which case he gets to the first kos, or if Haigan couldn't accept that idea was too far-fetched then, so therefore he says he must say that the Kiddush is different. And they made this Kiddush of the Yayin. It's a different Kiddush. Otherwise they couldn't have made if they would have said the king of the Kiddush, he gets to the pas, it makes sense. They must say that they changed the Kiddush. That's the Machlokes of Haigan and the other one, and Rav and the Balika. He still agrees with the king of Kiddush. As a matter of fact, you have to say that way. Because otherwise we'll have the problem of Ais and Mrs. Chavilis Chavilis. I mean, you have a king of Kosov Kiddush and a king of Kosov first dollar Kosovs. So you shouldn't do it on one Kos. So that would prove, John, that would prove you only have two Kosovs, you drink two. Well, you see, he says over here that worth one Kosov in the kind, you have three you want. So if you have two Kosovs, you drink two. If you have three, you have three. It's not just one king of four Kosovs. The king of each Kosov is a separate king. That's why really, I mean, even though we know the Rav said the name of Chaim, we hold the coast for Agada, because Agada is all the coast. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, the plain shot is not that way. The plain shot is, you pick up the coast when you come to a Fika Chanach and Chayav Mlodas Ohara. Because that's really the, you know, all the coast, you can't have Agada all the coast. What's all the coast is Shevach Vadar all the coast. That's why everybody picks up a Fika Chanach and Chayav Mlodas Ohara. And Sherech Adah is an extension of Sipa, the Kiyum of Sipa. This the Balit and Pesach and all the Rashi's all the way. Because Rashi holds that, he's right. The Rashi holds that if you drink them separately, you'd be Yotze. Just four in a row. If they're on separate kosas, you'd be Yotze. And Pesach says that the four kosas is an extension of Simchas Yantra. The extension of Simchas Yantra has nothing to do with has nothing to do with King Kiddush. I mean, it says Balita is his own sheep. It's sheep is Balita. Not everybody holds it. But that's what Balita holds. Balita and Rav Haigan. You see, they both held the same thing. Because they could not conceive of a separate key among the Dalai Kosas.
Well, how
does it mean? Yeah, Taisis, Balitaisis also had the same problem. You see, all the Gaon and Rishonim approached it with the same problem. The problem is, what kind of a king is Dalai Kosas? You can't have a king without invent a new king. The Chum can't do that. Where they get it from? Taisis also in Kisyantha, but they held each one was a king. That's what they were. Two left hanging was with regard to the Haseva. So we paskin, so we explained that Haseva really is a halacha that you have to, it's not a halacha that you require Haseva per se, but the halacha is that you have to be eating in a way which is demonstrative of Cheres. Okay? And that's why, if his Rebbe, if a person's Rebbe's there, so he's not mechuyev to do it over again, because that's his derech eres. In other words, halacha of haseva is that you must have the utmost expression of cheres possible in this situation. There's only one question. The question is, the Rambam paskins by Rebbe, the Rambam says that it's usher. It's usher to be meisiv. Not just that he's puppet, but it's usher. So the question would be, why is it by Oviv it's mutter, and by Rabbo it's usher?
Even if Rabbo is
malachalik. Even by Oviv, who is Rabbo also, it's mutter. And what's the isser involved? You'd say that he's not used to, he usually doesn't know, but the Rambam says that it's usher. And the Gemara really, that's endorsed by the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Mora Rabbah Kovach Shemayim. Apparently, you have to say like this, there are two types of halachas with regard to Kavod HaRav. One type of halacha with regard to Kavod HaRav is the objective halacha. You're not allowed to do certain things. Certain things are inherently awesome. But then there's another type of Kavod HaRav. The second type of Kavod HaRav is to act in front of your Rebbe in a way that's inappropriate. In other words, it's not that the specific action is awesome. But you're not allowed to act in front of your Rebbe in a way which is inherently inappropriate. So by Rabbo it's inappropriate, but by Av it's not inappropriate. Why? Because since there's a different situation by Rabbo than by Av. Because by Av, it's a situation where he lives with his father. They're in the same place all the time. So therefore, you can't say he's doing something inappropriate, because it's normal for him to recline. That's a more normal part of the living situation. So therefore, the action is not considered an inappropriate action. The situation, in other words. The situation renders the action appropriate, whereas the situation of Rav does not render the action appropriate. So there's two types of Isurim involved in the Kavod HaRav. One type of Isurim is a certain objective actions in Avadu, certain objective actions, and Ineyashim Kama, and all those things that we're mentioning. But the second type is a situational issa. In other words, there's an issa that stems from that's tied to the situation of Rav and Talmud. If he's acting in the particular situation of Rav and Talmud, he's acting outside of the realm of what is appropriate. In that situation, things are appropriate for the situation of Rav and Talmud. In Av and Bain, it's a different type of a situation. The situation in Av and Bain renders the activity one that's appropriate. See? So there's two types of cover. There's cover that depends upon the situation, and there's cover that depends upon the particular mindset. See, when the Gemara says, Mara Rabbah Kavod Shemayim, so the Gemara means it's not that this particular action is awesome. It means the situation of Rav and Talmud doesn't warrant that the Talmud should spread himself out in front of his Rebbe. What are you defining? So it's the situation of Rav and Talmud doesn't allow for that type of activity. Whereas the situation of Av and Beno does allow for it, because he lives there all the time. He can't stay in a rigid position all the time. He has to reply, he has to act normally, live normally. So under the situation of Av, the action is not inappropriate. So that's why it's mutter. there are two different frameworks of covet. There's objective actions and there's actions because of the situation. That's what Gemara means. Marav covet shemayim. Gemara means that it's not the Gemara means that the action per se is awesome. It appears from the Achronim like the action per se is awesome. Not that the action per se is awesome. So any inappropriate action is wrong. Not appropriate for the Talmud to recline in front of his Rebbe. Question, there was one point that I think is a matter of methodology. The point is, on the night of Pesach, you have to mention the philosophy. Pesach is Zerushan Ma'aslam al-Shamah, Matzul al-Shamah. So there's only one thing I want to mention over there, that that it's not really, I mean, philosophy and halacha don't mix. Two different disciplines. So how can you say that on the night of Pesach that you mentioned the philosophy of matzah? Philosophy, what kind of, I mean, it doesn't fit in. Philosophy and halacha doesn't fit in. So the answer is, you have to be precise in your formulation over there. It's not philosophy. It is halacha that the maisa ha-mitzvah must be tied to a certain concept. That's the halacha. In other words, you're not really saying why you eat the matzah. You're not really saying tamei mitzvahs. You're not really saying the reason why the mitzvah was created. All you're saying is that this, the chiyuv is to say that this mitzvah is. Actually, the Rav said, see, the Rav said that you should change the gear. The Rav said you should say Al-Shema, not Al-Shema. Al-Shema means why? Al-Shema means what idea does it reflect? That's what Al-Shema means. So, that's the halacha. Halacha is that this activity must be tied to a certain idea, that it reflects a certain idea. In other words, it's not giving you a causal reason why the mitzvah was given. What it's telling you is that this mitzvah reflects the idea of lo hispik betzeka shel avasena lahachmetz. So we don't say why God gave us the mitzvah. Why God gave us the mitzvah could be very involved. It could be a lot of reasons why God gave us the mitzvah. A lot of ideas involved, a lot of different things involved in why God does actually give a mitzvah. But we could say, so that we have no right to say. We have no right to say that. See? The only thing we can say is, but we could say that the giving of the mitzvah is integrally related to a certain idea. But there is a certain idea which is integral. Very, very integral in the giving of the mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that that's the whole reason why he gave it. You understand what I mean? If a father sends a child to school because he wants him to learn how to read, so you could say that reading is causally related to the child's going to school. But that doesn't mean that's the reason that the father sent the child to school. Because the reason the father sent the child to school is that he should learn how to read, in order that he could have a means of communicating ideas. Really, what the father's interested in is ideas. If there was no such thing as ideas, then he never would send them to learn how to read. Okay? So reading is only a vehicle of communicating ideas. So if you say, so now I'll ask you, why did the father send the child to school? So the real reason he sent him to school is because the father thinks very highly of ideas and he wants his son to partake of ideas. That's the real reason. That's the why. But if you would say that the idea of the son reading is an integral idea, the son's reading is integral to his purpose. It's integral to his purpose. But that doesn't mean that that's the why of the purpose. It just means that the father wants the son to read. That much we could say. The father wants the son to read. That's his wish. So the institution of reading is a necessary ingredient in his sending him to school. But that's not the same thing as saying why you sent him to school. You understand what I mean? So that's the same thing over here. Why God gave the mitzvah, we could never say. There's no reason, we can't give any reason. We're not in a position to give reasons like that. No person can ever give a reason like that. But you can say, the halacha is to say that this idea of lo hispik betzekes shlavaseinu lahachmetz, this idea is integrally related to the matzah, and God wants us to reflect on this idea as being integral to the maisa mitzvah. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's the whole reason. That's not the same thing as saying that that's the reason why God gave it. You understand me? Why God gave it, there's a lot of chesbonos involved in why God gave it. And we don't know why God gave it. We can't possibly hope to know why he gave it. And we're not in such a position. A human being can never really be in such a position to say why he gave it. But a human being could say that this idea, God wants us to have this idea related to the achilas matzah. That you could say. That'd be like the child with the reading. Say the child could say that his father wants him to read. That's true. I say, why did your father send you to school? He can't say because my father wanted me to read. I mean, and be correct, because that's not really true. Reading is just one. That's not the reason. The father's chashman is a big chashman. Father's chashman is in terms of ideas. The father wants him to. It's not the reading per se. You see, but reading is definitely something that the father wants. That's the same thing with regard to the philosophy of the Pesach. It's not philosophy. It's not philosophy. You can't say why we do the mitzvah. You can only say that there is an integral idea that God wants us to partake of that idea. God wants us to know that idea, to reflect on that idea. That we have a right to say. Because the Pesach says so. God wants us to reflect on this idea, the idea of the Korban Pesach, Hashem Shem Pesach. See? So that's right. But that's not the same thing as saying why God gave the mitzvah. That's an important differentiation. Because philosophy and halacha don't mix. There is no doubt that part of the mitzvah is to have this idea. But what I'm trying to explain is the form in which the idea is expressed. Because you say, Al Shema, why? The answer is slow. His pick would take a slow as an office. But you shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that we're explaining why God gave the mitzvah. That's a different thing altogether. Why God gave the mitzvah, we don't know. Because God's cheshbonos are too great. We can't understand them. But we could say that this idea is an integral part. Is integral in the formulation of the mitzvah. That we could say. The Jews never ate. The Jews never were in the Mitzrayim, there would be no mitzvah. That's for sure. But that's not the same thing as saying that that's why God gave the mitzvah. Now that they were in the Mitzrayim, why God gave the mitzvah? That's God's knowledge why he gave the mitzvah. A lot of things go into it. But the only thing we can say is that this is an integral idea. It's an integral idea related, which is causally related to the mitzvah itself. Just like the case of the kid is a perfect example. The son could say, the father definitely wants me to learn how to read. That's not the same thing as saying why the father sent him to school. That's not why he sent him to school. Why? The father has a big vision. He really sees a different picture. He sees the big picture. He sees ideas. He sees the child 10 years from now. He sees the whole future. It's the whole thing. His plan is based upon a different vision. And the son does not have that vision. The son is myopic. He only sees what's in front of him. But that much he could say for sure, that my father wants me to learn how to read. That's true. So reading is definitely a reason for his going to school. But that's not the same thing as saying why the father gave it. That's the same thing. That's the differentiation I want to point out. The difference between saying why God gave a mitzvah, which we can never know, And certain ideas are causally related to the mitzvah. An idea is causally related to the mitzvah. The reading is causally related to the child going to school. If there was no reading in school, the father definitely wouldn't send him to school. So reading is causally related. Doesn't mean that's why he sent it. The why is a very big why. And this is just a causal idea. Causal connection. I think it's an important point. I think it's a very important point. In terms of shkafa, and in terms of philosophy, in terms of understanding by the Seder what you're doing. You know what I mean? In other words, in the Mora, the Rambam could give a reason why. He's giving you, the Rambam is maintaining this could be the reason. Of course, the Rambam says it might not be. He says in the beginning, after all, you know, he's only a human being, maybe he's wrong. But the idea is that the possibility exists that this is the reason. Okay, but that's in the realm of philosophy, never in halacha. So why is it better in philosophy? The answer is because philosophy itself, you're going under certain premises, different premises. The premises that's a possibility. That's why the Rambam, as a matter of fact, says right in the beginning over there, the time I missed the study, these are possibilities. Because the area of philosophy, when you're saying philosophy, you're saying right away that it's in a certain framework, which you're not certain about, which you're not sure about. But halacha, you could never have such a thing. Because halacha is a definite concept. Halacha, you can't understand halacha. You can't say in halacha, this is the reason why God gave it. That's impossible. That would be positing that this is the framework of philosophy is very nice. Could be. Hey, look. Different possibilities. But the very mere fact that you call a philosophy shows that it's something which is a possibility. You can say why. You can talk about the why. A person has the right to investigate, and if things make sense to him, a person has the right to assume that there is such a possibility, that this is the reason. That's philosophy, but not halacha. Halacha you can't ask. Halacha is definitely. That's why, since it's halacha, you cannot say that this is the philosophy. I think it's an important differentiation. You know what I mean? The difference between these mitzvahs and other mitzvahs is that normal mitzvahs is very nice. A person puts on tefillin, you should really have an idea of what the basic guy Lamanti at Hashem Rafiva, Yitzis Mitzrayim, you should have an idea of what he's doing. But if he doesn't, he's still there to the mitzvah. Whereas over here, it's in the second part of the mitzvah. That's the difference between Pesach and Pesach and between the